and Art Deco Society welcomes you to our Deco Retro program here on Planet FM. We will bring you interesting interviews, updates of future Deco Society and other related events, also book reviews, handy household hints, and other snippets capturing the glamour and fascination of a bygone era. Deco Retro. Deco Retro.
Good afternoon, listeners. On the Deco Retro program today, you're with Philippa, and I'm recording this from home. During this lockdown, I've had plenty of time to reminisce about the past. Looking back, I certainly consider myself fortunate to be one of the baby boomer generation who were born after the Second World War. I say fortunate because we boomers were the real beneficiaries of reforms initiated by Michael Joseph Savage's first Labour government that came to power in 1935, at a time when people in New Zealand wanted change and for their children to grow up in a more secure, egalitarian world. Growing up at a time of economic prosperity in New Zealand after the Second World War, we, the boomers, were possibly the most cosseted, privileged and overindulged of any generation before or since. How lucky we were. I think Bruce Mason's play, The End of the Golden Weather, captures so wonderfully that 1950s quintessential Kiwi childhood many boomers were fortunate enough to experience during a time of burgeoning prosperity and optimism for the future, now that the war was over. That sense of security gave us the confidence to rebel against our parents' generation, especially their inherent conservatism. The 1960s was a period of affluence, but also great upheaval. Politically, the decade was overshadowed by the Cold War between the United States and the Soviet Union. In Europe and the US, people were fighting for equality, and the anti-war movement was gathering momentum. The post-war baby boomers were now consumers, and everything was about to change. Music, with the emergence of a new pop culture inspired by the Beatles and Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones. Fashion, with the enthusiastic adoption of the miniskirt and, of course, the pill, gave young women newfound freedom. Feminism was on the rise, but many of us didn't give a damn about Germaine Greer and that F word. We just wanted to have a good time. Braless, hairy-legged feminism held no appeal for me, although her book, The Female Eunuch, did. I found it interesting in that it made me aware of things I'd never really thought about before, including environmental issues. She seems to have mellowed with age now, as we all do. As for the Beatles, well, I bunked school for them, and even though I was caught out, it was worth it. In June 1964, Beatlemania overtook the world. I remember being part of that crowd of 2,000 fans gathered outside the Royal International Hotel in Auckland, engulfed in a wave of euphoria and screaming hysteria occasioned by the arrival of the Fab Four. Their songs, with their meaningful lyrics, resonated with my generation and have stood the test of time. In 1966, I decided it was time for me to head off to the UK, where swinging London and Drama College awaited me. So, Mumsy and I boarded the P&O liner Arcadia for the first leg of our journey to the UK. At last, I was on my way. In those days, they used to play Now Is the Hour when ocean liners were departing. Passengers would line the deck throwing streamers and waving to their loved ones. It was exciting, but also quite emotional. This song will bring back some memories. Po Aotearoa, Now Is the Hour, with the Howard Morrison Quartet. With friends. Then on to Singapore, where I celebrated having turned 18 by downing a very expensive Singapore Sling in the long bar at Raffles Hotel. In the 60s, Raffles still had an old world atmosphere, reminiscent of the rubber planters and their wives from the colonial days. I believe the long bar was their favourite watering hole. Then onwards to Bangkok. Hot and horrible. Hated it. So Americanized and brash. Finally, we arrived at Heathrow and the exhausting process of passport control. After standing in the aliens queue for what seemed like hours, I was given a temporary residence visa, and so began my OE in Britain. The 60s was a wonderful time for a young Kiwi to arrive in London. Swinging London lived up to all my expectations. It was so exciting to find myself in that crazy world of pop culture, psychedelia consumerism, influenced by fashion designers like Vivian Westwood and Mary Quant, and shops like Bieber that catered for a younger generation, some of whom adopted the chic Vidal Sassoon haircut to complement those very mini dresses some girls preferred. The miniskirt was a symbol of the liberated 60s, and London was now the fashion capital of the world. Boutiques in Carnaby Street and the King's Road were the haunt of young people and hippies. The London scene was flamboyant, anarchic, and rife with political activism. The contraceptive pill had liberated a new generation of young women. The mantra was now, make love, not war. But it was not all about sex, drugs, and rock and roll. There was also a trend towards retro styling that embodied romanticism and nostalgia. The boomer generation lived life with a sense of freedom and gusto that was doomed not to last in a fast-changing world. It was a unique but short-lived era that baby boomers like myself were privileged to have experienced. Yes, we boomers had it all, and it was great while it lasted. Not long after I arrived in London, one of the first friends I made was a fellow drama student and flatmate called Judy. In those days, expats who lived in London seemed to become either very fat or very slim. Fortunately, due to a poverty-induced student diet of Brussels sprouts, mashed potato, and Edam cheese, I remained slim. Over the years, I have intermittently kept in touch with Jude, and whenever I hear the Beatles song, Hey Jude, it takes me back to that time when I called London home. My OE in Britain left an indelible mark that will remain with me always. Let's hear that Beatles song that still fills me with nostalgia. Hey Jude.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. Thank you.
The overseas experience is a quintessential Kiwi rite of passage for generations of adventurous young New Zealanders whose yearning to get out there and see the world at the first opportunity seems to be wired into our DNA. It must be because we are so far away from the rest of the world. In her novel, The Godwits Fly, the New Zealand writer Robin Hyde explains it in this way. Most of us here are human Godwits. Our north is mostly England. Our youth, our best, our intelligent, brave and beautiful, must make the long migration under a compulsion they hardly understand, or else be dissatisfied all their lives long. My OE took 6 years. I did return briefly to New Zealand once during that time, but my restless soul again felt the need to head off overseas. I finally decided to return to New Zealand permanently when I realized that this was where I wanted to be. My wanderlust was over now that I had accepted that New Zealand for me was home. Seeing the world through a different lens often leads us on a journey of self-discovery. I thought I'd finish today with Dave Dobbins singing Welcome Home.
Welcome home.
If you enjoyed our program today, listen every second Wednesday of the month at 2:10 p.m. or download us anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/DecoRetro. If you wish to join the Auckland Art Deco Society, phone Francis on 021 255 0241 or email francis@aerialengineering.com. Francis, spelt E-F, at aerial, A-R-I-E-L, engineering.com. Bye for now.
I hate the winter, can't stand the cold. I tend to cancel all the plans.
Okay, I can't make it.
But when the heat comes, something takes a hold. Can I kick it? Yeah, I can. My cheeks in hot color, overripe peaches. No shirt, no shoes, only my features. My boy behind me, he's taking pictures. Meet the boys and girls onto the beaches. Come on, come on, tell you my secrets. I'm kinda like a prettier Jesus. Tears that you've cried is over. It's a new state of mind. Are you coming, my baby? Acid green, aquamarine. The girls are dancing in the sand. I throw my cellular device in the water. Can you reach me? No, you can't. My cheeks in hot color, overripe peaches. No shirt, no shoes, only my features. My boy behind me, he's taking pictures. He's taking pictures. Lead the boys and girls onto the beaches. Come on, come on, tell you my secrets. I'm kinda like a Jesus. Think three times when you feel it kicking in. That's
We're gonna shout to the top, shout. We're gonna shout to the top, shout.